Now here's Elaine to introduce our last group of stories from the evening news.
We will finish with a series of wildlife-linked stories. The Go-Go Safari Auction of wild animals that have been roaming the Norwich streets all summer raised £290,000. Invasive fish have mysteriously returned to Mousehold Heath. There has been a surge in water levels in the Broads, which your editor saw dramatically this week as the River Yare poured over the riverside footpath, blocking his morning stroll. And 1,000 fish have been saved from the intruding salt water. Swarms of ladybirds have been spotted in local homes, and 2 new winged staff members are being employed at Norwich Station. Tim will start with the safari go-go, Tim.
After a wild summer roaming the county streets, the Go-Go Safari sculptures have found their forever homes at a spectacular one-night-only charity auction. Hosted by ITV's Becky Jago and Chris Page, alongside celebrity auctioneer Natasha Raskin-Sharp, the event saw around 200 guests in attendance and more than 70 bidding online. The evening began with a vibrant opening dance performance by the City College Norwich Dance Group, setting the scene for an exciting night. Guests enjoyed a sparkling reception and food served by Norfolk's Edge, while surrounded by all 56 sculptures up for grabs, each a one-of-a-kind creation by the UK's most talented artists. The auction raised a total of £290,200, and all proceeds will go to Break, supporting their work with young people in East Anglia. This brings the total money raised through the trail to more than £380,000, all of which will go towards offering young people in care lifelong support and opportunities to build confidence and independence.
Invasive carp that had been dumped in a popular city pond may have returned despite drastic attempts to get rid of them. The fish were at risk of decimating the frog population in Vinegar Pond in Mousehold Heath when they mysteriously appeared. It prompted the Heath's maintenance team to take a nuclear option of draining the pond to clear it of the killer carp. But the fish have believed to have been spotted in the nature reserve's waters again. The pond was emptied to remove more than 6,000 goldfish and koi carp that had been mysteriously put into the water. The draining was carried out by the Heath maintenance team to stop the fish from decimating the local frog and newt population.
Hordes of ladybirds are being spotted inside homes across Norfolk. With summer now firmly behind us, the temperatures have begun to drop, and the insects have been trying to find somewhere to spend the winter. People have seen large groups of ladybirds gathering around the windows and windowsills inside their homes. It's been a bumper year for ladybirds, thanks to the warm temperatures in spring and summer, which have boosted the aphid population, which the insects feed on.
More than 1,000 fish have been saved from the Norfolk Broads after Storm Amy led to a salt surge. The heavy rain and powerful winds over the weekend saw salt water pushed into the rivers Ant, Bure and Thurne. Environment agency staff rescued around 1,000 fish and took them to cleaner waters. The majority of the local fish population will be in the main rivers at this time of year, and move upstream to avoid the saline water, although around 1,000 may have died as a result of this natural dip in water quality.
Two new members of staff are being employed at Norwich train station to help deal with some unwanted visitors. Greater Anglia has enlisted the help of a hawk and a falcon at the station to deter pigeons from entering. The birds of prey have been patrolling the station to provide natural pest control, with the pair being accompanied by a professional falconer. The birds are a Harris hawk and a Geer falcon, both natural pigeon predators.